Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 96, if you're listening by radio. Our website has a number of links on it that you can go back and listen to various programs. There's also a YouTube channel that's been put together with all the past programs. This is number 96, so there's quite a few programs before. But I think you'll enjoy if you have some topics that you'd like to see that have been discussed and interviews. That link is S4TJ Radio, and there's also a link, S4TJ Radio Archives. So tonight, I have a very good friend. He's one of our very first friends that when we first moved to Panama, he became good friends of our children, and he's become a very close friend of our family over the last 3.5 years. I want to welcome Eliezer. He goes by Ellie. Ellie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for inviting me to your radio program.
Ellie has quite an experience that he had here about a week ago, and an experience that many would never want to take to happen, but it happened on a journey that he went on, just a day hike. And I'm going to let him share his story of what happened on this experience that he had. It started as any other day where you planned on going on a day hike and going to a place up in the mountains, but the day didn't quite turn out the way you thought.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, again. And God bless you all that you are hearing, you know, like this program, this radio program. So our journey started January 5th, right? So we were really excited about our trip, our journey. Why? Because we wanted to see like a lagoon.
It's like a big lake up
there. Yeah,
a
big lake up upon the mountains. So I was with my uncle, my aunt, and two cousins, and two Americans, like friends of my uncle, and our guide. So everything was good.
We like eight people total.
Yeah, eight people total. So everything started like very good. We were like starting like to walk at 6 a.m., you know? So like I said, everything was good. We were excited about the journey, you know? And everything was so perfect, so good, you know, to be in the nature, to hear the birds and things like that, you know. So but we will never expect, you know, that something will happen to us the same day. I just want to let you know this. This journey was just to go and back, you know. And
by the end of the day, you were going to return back to the trailhead.
Yeah, like we started to walk at 6 a.m. and we supposed we needed to be back at 5 p.m. No more and no less. So everything was good, you know, but after a moment, like when we were getting to the place, like close to the place, we crossed a river, and after that even we found a sloth like killed, you know, without the head. And we were worried about that because even the guide guy, he said like, hey, this is like something about the puma, you know, or tiger, I don't know, you know, or jaguar. So we were really like worried about that. We were like, oh my gosh, you know, like, and what if we will be there, if, you know? So, but we, you know, we just keep, we were just walking and something happened. It was a huge tree, like very, very big. So we needed just to go away from the original path, you know, the good path. So in that moment, we were a little bit just maybe scared or something. We didn't want to lose the real
trailhead.
Yeah. So in that moment, we were just walking up on the mountains, and just in a second, our friend, the guide, you know, he said like, hey, I think that the lagoon is in this way. Like, it was something even that we couldn't see even a path, you know, or something. So I was like worried in that moment just about that. I don't know if we will go to the place, you know. So, but I trust, you know, I was trusting everyone. We were trusting, And we were just walking and walking, 45 minutes, like down the mountain. We were just going down.
So this is once you go over the Continental Divide.
Yeah.
And then you're up at probably 10,000 feet, 8,000, 9,000 mm-hmm. feet. Then you're coming down on the other side, which is going toward the Caribbean. You're
yeah.
going on the north side of the Continental Divide, which goes down to Boca del Toro.
Boca del Toro, yeah. So in that moment, for 45 minutes, we were just walking down the mountain, you know. And in that moment, the guide, you know, he said like, hey, wait a second, like, this is not right, you know. I think that even we needed just to, like, to find the lagoon or the lake, like, around maybe 25 minutes before. And he said, like, he told to my uncle, like, hey, you know, you and I, we are going to go just 10 minutes ahead, you know, just to see if we can find it. So in that moment, I can tell you, it was almost like 1 p.m. and we were really far away from home. But we were so excited just with our goal, just to get, you know, to find the lake. So they came back and they said, hey, there is not lagoon or like the lake. So he said like, hey, we need to come back right now. So in that moment when we made the decision just to go back, you know. So for 5 minutes we were walking in our steps, you know. Mm-hmm. After the 5 minutes, we couldn't see anything else, like nothing else. We were just trying to find the path that we made. You know, we had machetes, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and everything. You know, you are in the mountain, at the jungle. So that was the moment when we really, we were feeling, you know, that something was happening. So, and I want just to tell you this. At the jungle, just when you said like 1:30 or 2 p.m., gets like really dark, like easily, you know, like and fast.
Because of the cloud cover that comes yeah. up on that side of the mountain.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden you're in the clouds.
Yeah, and in that moment start to like rain, you know. So, and the guy, he said, like, don't worry, we just need to continue, you know. And we were walking like up, you know, to the mountain. And after that, it was getting like late and we didn't find even like the real path that we made in anything, I can tell you. So at 4:30, our goal was just to find the river that we crossed before, okay? Mm-hmm. So in that moment, we found the river. It was 4:25 p.m. And I can tell you that in that moment, we needed to make decisions, you know? To go like to the north or to go to the south, we didn't know even where were we, you know. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, even I was asking to myself, you know, like, or telling to myself, like, this is like our lives, you know. Sometimes you need to make decisions, and if you make just a wrong decision, that is going to cost you a lot, okay. And in this case was the same thing. Why? Because if we made, you know, like a bad decision, we will be even like lost more and more further, you know. So many things came to like against us, you know. Rain, clouds, the same jungle, like even like cliffs, waterfalls, everything, you know.
Slipping in the mud.
Yeah.
Trying to climb up the yeah. mountain in the mud.
And I can tell you, it was just nighttime and we were just walking at almost at 8:45 p.m. in the jungle, okay, without flashlight. We had just, you know, like our phones, just the light, you know. But that was really like really hard, that moment. And you know, I was thinking, and I can tell you this, even in the darkest night, you know, the light of God can just show you the way, you know. And even you can be like trying to search or trying to go back to the real or the original path, you know. But sometimes it's really, really hard if you don't have the light in your life, okay? Even the Bible said that, can you help me, Andrew, like the word of God is light?
Yes, it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yeah. So I can tell you, just the word of God was just like in my head, like coming to my mind, and just about everything that was around me, even, you know, like you, the word of God was just in my heart, you know, and that was something that I was learning in that moment too. Even in the hardest time, in the darkest night, God is there, you know, protecting you. And even I can tell you that we decided just to don't continue. You know why? Because we were walking three times in circles in the jungle. Three times. So after that, we said, hey, we need to make a decision as a group, you know. It is not just about me. It's about the group.
Now, it's not just there were six men and two women. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a couple of elderly people that were with you as well. So this was, you know, you had some older people and women to actually have to figure out how we're going to get them, because everybody was cold. You were shivering, you know, shaking, just trying to get body warmth, because the temperature drops down quite a bit at that elevation. If you're wet
and more,
you have no blankets, because you did not plan on staying overnight.
No.
You had nothing but maybe a light jacket.
Yeah.
And all your clothes were wet, so there was nothing to change into.
Yeah.
So this was a very terrible situation to find yourself in, which was totally unplanned for, you know.
Yeah, and you know, Andrew, like, when you are talking like that, you know, I am just remembering many things. Like, when you are not ready for the journey, you know, sometimes you are not ready. Like, you are not prepared, you know. Mm-hmm. You are not bringing all the things that you will need, you know. And this is just coming to my mind because we don't know for sure what is in the future, you know.
That's right.
I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, but God, He knows already. But I can tell you that from this, even the hard situation that we were, you know, like difficult and everything that we were living in that moment, but I know that God has planned. He had planned and He has planned for us, you know. And, well, I can tell you something. First night, you know, when we decided just to don't continue, you know, walking on the jungle, we decided just to stay there, and we were sleeping or trying to sleep, you know, under a huge, like a very big tree inside, like the roots.
Pockets in the roots.
Yeah, on the roots. And, well, you know, just to have the thought in your mind that like a few hours ago you saw like a sloth, you know, killed. Without a head. Yeah. That was really like, you know, like things come to your mind. But in that moment, I told to my people, you know, like, hey, let's pray, you know, let's pray. And we were praying and we were just like saying like, no, like pumas, no this, no like snakes and nothing, you know. So God protect us that night. And I can tell you even was like really cold, was like freezing. I don't know what is the snow. I have never been there like in the snow, but I can tell you that we were really, really cold. We didn't sleep, you know?
It doesn't snow necessarily up there, but it's in the mid-30s probably on top of the mountain up there.
Yeah.
So it's very cold.
And the other thing, Andrew, we didn't have even enough food because we were just like, hey, we are going to go there and come back, you know? So even if you can see it in the spirit, you know, like when you are not like, you know, eating like the word of God, you're going to be harvesting, right?
Yes.
Do you say that, right? And you're going to be hungry and you're going to be trying like to do things that you are not going to be able because you don't have enough strength, you know? And even, I can tell you something, we couldn't even make a bonfire. You know why? Because it was so wet. Everything was so wet, you know, that even we couldn't. So, but I can tell you, we need the fire of God in our lives. Mm-hmm. So that like can worry you, like, you know, make you worry, because if in the spirit you don't have the fire of God, believe me, you're going to die. You know, you're going to die soon. So we need the Holy Spirit in our lives.
That's right. So you went to bed that night or sleep in the roots of the tree as a group, woke up the next morning and you thought that since you had a new day that you would be able to find the path, and get back where you wanted to go.
Yeah, so in that moment, like next day, you know, our first goal was just to touch bases with someone, you know. We needed just to call someone and thank Jesus, you know, thank God that we did it. You know why? Because really, I can tell you, there is nothing impossible to God, you know? You know why? Because in the place that we were, I can tell you, even people from our town, Boquete, here in Panama, they said that it's really, really difficult just to find the right place.
To find a signal or you can make a phone call.
With the signal, you know? So I know that God even was guiding us, you know? Even we didn't know that, you know, like about the signal, like the spot or the place, you know? So in that moment, we were calling, we called our families and we called the rescue people, you know? So we were at that moment, even that was like a great feeling, you know? Even was overwhelming, you know, our lives. But for sure, didn't finish there. I can finish there, you know, because they said that they will find us maybe something like that, like in 3 hours, or they will send the rescue guys, you know, the rescue team in 3 hours. So we were really, you know, worried because we haven't eaten like anything, you know, we didn't have the food.
So your food had already run out at this point in time.
Yeah.
You were going with no food now.
No food.
Trying to hike.
Yeah.
Very strenuous situation. So it was very difficult.
Yeah.
With no food or water. You didn't have any water either.
No. But the thing is that, you know, Andrew, in that moment, there is a feeling, I can tell you, and I want to share this with you. There is a feeling that even sometimes you are not even thinking in the food, you know? You are thinking to come out from the situation, you know? You are trying to, with all your strength, I can tell you, believe me, you are listening right now. You are trying to find the good path with all the you are, like everything that you are. You are just focused on that, you know? And in that moment when we knew that they will, you know, like they will send the rescue team, we were like, oh, you know, was something like, oh, like hope, you know, hope. And I can tell you that we didn't give up. We were like, hey, we need to continue. But I want to share this with you because this is the miracle. I want to tell you this. Everything was so cloudy at the mountain that was making us feel, you know, like, hey, are we walking in the right way? We didn't see anything. We couldn't.
You were just up in the fog.
Clouds, on the fog.
So
yeah.
You couldn't see. Maybe I don't know, 100 yards and 100 meters in front of you, something like that.
Everything was so white. I can tell you, Andrew, that in that moment, you know, you know that you are far away from home, and that if you make, like I said before, if you make a decision, a wrong decision, you know, and you said like, okay, hang a right here, you know, and you're gonna be even, you know, like very, very far from home. You know, but in that moment we were, I told to my uncle and my people, you know, my friend, I said, you know, really, we need to pray, like God needs to do a miracle here. It's okay that people, they know already that we are okay, that we are fine, you know, and that we are waiting for them to come to rescue us, you know, but in that moment we needed to be sure, you know, where we were, you know. So we command, you know, like just like the clouds and everything, like just to go away, you know, like please God do a miracle. So in that moment I can tell you, just like it was like a rushing wind came, and I was like, wow, and the sun, we saw the sun and everything, and we were so happy, you know, in that moment. We were like, wow, you know. So my uncle was in front of me and I was looking to his eyes. And I was just talking to him. And in that right moment, I can tell you, I was looking to the
horizon.
Yeah, horizon. Thank you so much. And when I saw that, was like a flash. Like something was like flash, you know? A flash, like a light. So when I saw that, it was a roof. And I said, Uncle, look at the roof. Look at the roof. And he was like, where? And I said, just right there. That was a miracle, I can tell you, because it was like a white wall in front of us. But God just took all the fog, you know, and the clouds. So in that moment, we knew for sure that we were like walking in the right way, you know. Even, I can tell you, I want to tell you something. We had in our phones, just the only thing that we had in our phones was the compass, you know. And from the day before, you know, like the first day, we were trying just to walk in, like, to the southwest, mm-hmm. in that way, you know. But, you know, like, you don't know if you were doing that right, you know, like, correct. But thank you, like, thank God, you know, that we were. So in that moment, I can tell you, it was a really, really good news, like a very, very good news. But we made a mistake. We called back to the people saying, like, hey, we know now, we know where we were, like where we are, sorry. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, just come, or like to the river or something. We said, yeah, we know for sure where we are, and we are going to start walking, you know, to go to the river. So what do I want to tell you right now? Sometimes when you are getting, like, when you are receiving a very good news, don't jump too fast, you know? Just try to take your moment, take a moment and think, you know? It is not good just to react, you know, like, oh, this is good, and boom, you know? There are sometimes that are coming, like, maybe blessings or good opportunities to your life, but just wait, just take a moment, okay? And go to God again and just tell Him, like, hey, help me to make a good decision, you know? Because really, I can tell you, Andrew, that everything there, like up on the mountain, was about decisions, you know? Just decision. So in that moment, you know, something funny, Andrew, is that we were trying to help them. Can you imagine?
Help them rescue you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but hey, what? Oh my gosh, I can't understand even now that I'm like thinking in that way. It's true. You know, when you know for sure that you are lost, just staying in a place that even if you knew that you were like seeing something, and because we told them what we were seeing in that moment, what we were looking, you know, mm-hmm. like the roof, like very, very beautiful, like, I don't know how to say that, like landscape or something like that. I don't know, like trees and everything on, like, but they were very far away from us. But what I want to tell you is that when you know that you are lost, and even that you know where you are, try to stay there and don't try to help, like other people that even you don't know how to help yourself, you know? Yeah. So sometimes
there's tons of time when you need to just be rescued.
Yeah, know? That is, yeah.
And that would have been the best choice at that point, because you were at a place that you could have stayed with a roof over your head for the night if need be. Mm-hmm. But you tried to help them rescue you,
yep.
Which got you a lost again.
And do you know something? That cost a lot. Because we were another night there, okay? They didn't find us. They couldn't in that
moment. They actually went to that spot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You weren't there.
You weren't. Yeah, we weren't.
You waited there at a place where you knew, mm-hmm. you could have waited, but you went to help them rescue you, go to the river.
Yeah.
But you should have stayed right where you were and let them rescue you. So now you're lost again that next night in the fog, yeah.
cold,
shivering.
Really?
This was this a worse, was the night worse the second night?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You know why? Because we didn't have anything like to
eat.
You had
not eaten all day long.
No.
Not had anything to drink.
No calories, no proteins. Anything.
And this is the whole group.
Yeah, the whole group.
And yeah. Now you're losing energy and you're cold and yeah. You're still wet and you're shivering through the night.
Yes, it's
and you're
true.
Just wondering if you're going to make it through the night.
Yeah. So now I want to let you know another miracle that happened. Did you know that we were just using our phones, okay, right? And even almost all the phones, they were dead, you know, like no
because
battery.
Because you'd use them for flashlights,
yes.
And everything else, thinking you're
yeah.
going to get found the first night.
Yeah,
know?
And we had just one phone, like one cell phone, you know, like one phone, like working in that moment. So, but I can tell you, the last call that we made that second day, you know, Wednesday night, we had just 1% battery, you know, and we wanted just to make sure that they know, you know, or they, you know, like that we were okay, mm-hmm. that we were fine. But of course, I said to them, like, hey, we can't walk anymore, like no more. Okay, so in that moment, you know, like they knew and they said, yeah, we're going to send the rescue team and everything, you know, and everyone. But we were just trusting in them and we stayed there. Okay. And we were like sleeping, trying to sleep, but everything was so cold, I can tell you. So the next day, remember, I said 1% battery. Next day, you know, we were just praying and everything, you know. And I said, like, hey, cousin, you know, like, just turn on your phone and make the call. And he said, no, there is no battery.
Because you know? Died.
Because,
died.
Yeah,
it
died.
Actually completely gone out.
And I said, do it. And when he turned on the phone, was 1% battery, and we could call again to the rescue team. And they said, don't worry, because at 8:30 or 9, the latest, we're going to find you. And was like that, Andrew.
And they was found like that. You about yeah. that time.
And just to finish my part right now, I just want to let you know this, people. There is not greater or like great, like biggest feeling in this life to be lost and be found, you know? I can tell you, that is something that, it is the lesson that I learned about this. You know, sometimes you can be lost, you know? But, hey, there is no greater feeling than be like found, you know? So Jesus is trying to find you too, okay? But you decide if you want to be rescued.
Yes. You know? And you can't, you just need to just say, Lord, rescue me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you try to help him and you might get further lost.
Yes.
Make a wrong turn. Like you said, what's really important is that when you're in a situation like that, you have to make right choices. Wrong choices can cost you dearly. And
even
I believe that something I feel like the Lord's really been speaking to me too is that all of our choices right now have to be right choices. They have to be done prayerfully. Whatever we do, wherever we go, we need to make sure the Lord's will is in the middle of our life and we're in the middle of His will. And that's going to take prayer and it's going to take seeking the Lord.
Yes.
And because there's no worse thing than being lost. Mm-hmm. As you don't realize how wonderful it is to live where you know where you are, but yeah. to be off on a trail and then all of a sudden find yourself lost, it's a terrible experience. But thank God you're alive. Thank
Amen.
God everybody's alive. Everybody yeah. made it safely. And we're so thankful that you're back amongst us. So thanks, Ellie,
Amen.
for being with us today. And I hope this little story will help just with your experience of being lost and being found, that there's no better experience than being found.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4, thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.